And here with what it says in today's papers, it's Fiona Kelly.
There are an assortment of stories carried on today's front pages. Kwame Babatunde, a 34-year-old asylum applicant from Nigeria who died after he was stabbed on South Ann Street in Dublin in the early hours of Saturday morning, is pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. The Irish Times leads with today's emergency summit in Paris, where European leaders are due to discuss efforts by the United States to cut Europe out of negotiations aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The Irish Independent leads with the line that all of the seven workers who have brought cases to the Workplace Relations Commission under the new work from home laws have lost. The HSE has commissioned reviews into two stillbirths at Mayo University Hospital, which is run by the same healthcare group that runs Galway's Portuncula Hospital, which is also currently the subject of a major review, as stories carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that the government is expected to slash red tape around large infrastructural projects in a bid to speed up delivery. The Irish Daily Mirror carries an interview with 31-year-old Ray Corbally from Ballybock in Dublin, who had an 18-month sentence he received for possession of child sex abuse imagery fully suspended. DUP told to stop talking like Trump. That's a lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph, which paraphrases a remark made by SDLP policing board member Mark H. Durkin, directed at Gavin Robinson during a row over police recruitment. Robinson had urged the PSNI to move beyond the craze of woke quotas. The PSNI also features in the lead story in the Irish News about an accusation levelled at the force by relatives of people killed in the McGurk's Bar massacre that it continues to withhold information related to the atrocity in which 15 people were killed by UVF bomb in December 1971. As for this morning, members of the Belfast rap group Kneecap feature in a picture in the front of today's Independent after the film they starred in won an award at last night's BAFTAs. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of the winning goal which Bohemians player Ross Tierney scored to win the match against Shamrock Rovers during yesterday's Dublin derby at Aviva Stadium. And as widely reported and celebrated this morning, there was a record attendance of more than 33,000 football fans at that game yesterday. And finally, the death on Saturday of Michael O'Sullivan, the 24-year-old national hunt jockey who fell during a race in Thurles 11 days ago, receives extensive coverage this morning. The words kindness, integrity and humility are used in the many tributes paid to him. The most touching of those written by Ruby Walsh is carried on the front of the Examiner. Noting how his decision to complete a degree and become fluent in French pointed to a well-rounded young man who is thinking way beyond his riding career, Walsh recalls a chance encounter he had with Michael at Dublin Airport last month, where he explained in detail to a woman in the queue behind him about the merits of the saddle he was carrying. And referencing his family's decision to donate his organs, Walsh writes, "There will never be an explanation for why he met the fate he has, but some lucky soul somewhere got one huge, healthy and brave heart yesterday when Michael's was handed over."